This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side. And we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll have Dr. Judy Mikovits back on at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk some vaccines. We're going to talk about masks. I just finished reading her mask book, The Case Against Masks, 10 Reasons Why Mask Use Should Be Limited. We'll talk about masks. We'll talk about vaccines. And we'll talk about the endocannabinoid system. As it turns out, Dr. Mikovits is an expert among other expertises that she has. She's an expert on the endocannabinoid system and the importance of the endocannabinoid system for boosting immunity. There's so many ways we can boost our immune system that have nothing to do with the medical model. Just diet alone, exercise, oxygenation, meditation, nutritional supplementation, endocannabinoids, CBD. So many strategies we have at our disposal to help boost our immune system, to protect ourselves against viral infections. Yet all we hear about is vaccinations and lockdowns and wearing masks. It's just crazy. But it's up to us. It's up to us. We can't count on health authorities to take care of us for us. It's up to us to take care of ourselves. That's what The Bright Side is all about. It's becoming our own health authorities. And nothing exemplifies the power of the human body to handle whatever life may throw at us than the endocannabinoid system, the built-in cannabinoids, the built-in, if you will, marijuana-like substances that relax us, that boost our parasympathetic nervous system, that strengthen our immunity. Anyway, we'll talk to Judy Mikovits at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this next in our next segment, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, as always, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to purchase products and ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. Call 866-735-2470 if you are an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you like nutrition, if nutrition has helped you or your loved ones and you want to be part of the multi-billion dollar nutrition business and start a home-based business, call 866-735-2470 for more info or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Judy Mikovits will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this next segment, 844-236-6010. We're talking about candida infections. And candida infections can range from the mild, which Dr. William Crick talks about in his yeast connection,
book. And by mild, I mean, we'll say subclinical. Like, you don't know you have necessarily yeast infection, but you just feel like crap. That's not necessarily mild. Feel like crap. But they can range from this subclinical kind of infection to life-threatening. Candida infections are especially problematic for folks who are on immune suppressant drugs or who have HIV or who have had organ transplants. Pretty much anyone who's got immune suppression, whether it's from post-surgery or organ transplantation or HIV, is going to be at risk for dangerous, even life-threatening Candida infections. Candida is in everybody. We all have Candida in our bodies. It's the problem. It's the overgrowth of Candida. As soon as we're born, as soon as we come out of the birth canal, Candida, along with bacteria and other fungus, for that matter, enter into our bodies. We have a mycobiome, and we have a microbiome, and Candida and other fungi and other bacteria all enter into the human baby as he comes through he or she comes through the birth canal. And sometimes those will actually show up as oral thrush in babies. It's not uncommon for babies to have oral thrush before their microbiome and their immune system starts to kick in. But more often than not, the yeast is undetectable from a clinical perspective. But by the age of 6, 90% of children are going to demonstrate a reaction to diagnostic tools for assessing the presence of Candida, among other fungi. This is called a delayed skin test, by the way. They give you a small amount of yeast. They inject it subdermally into the skin or just underneath the skin. And if you get a rash, you get a reaction, that demonstrates that the immune system has developed antibodies to Candida, and 90% of kids are going to have this kind of reaction. Because bacteria and fungus, yeast, fungi and yeast, are adversarial, they fight each other in nature and in the bodies for our entire lives, from the moment we're born till the moment we die. Our bodies are the site of this lifelong battle between the bacteria and the fungus, especially between bacteria and Candida, among other members of the fungal kingdom. Of course, then we have to add antibiotics into the mix, whether we take them intentionally or whether we take them as prescription medicine, or whether we take them unintentionally, inadvertently in foods, in dairy, in tap water. Tap water, yes, contains measurable amounts of antibiotics. Tap water contains measurable amounts of a lot of medication. Tap water contains measurable amounts of antidepressant medication. Tap water contains measurable amounts of antihypertensive medication. Tap water contains measurable amounts of chemotherapy medication. And, of course, tap water is also a source of antibiotics. So you don't even have to go out. You don't have a prescription for antibiotics to pretty much have at least small amounts of antibiotics into your system, which can throw off this balance, this bacterial fungal balance. Not to mention chlorine and fluoride. Don't forget about that, because chlorine and fluoride have bactericidal properties. Both of them kill bacteria, kill the gut microbiome. In fact, that's why chlorine is added to the waters, to kill bacteria. So between chlorine and fluoride and antibiotics and tap water, you can see how it's possible and even likely that you're going to have some kind of fungal issue. These antibiotics aren't necessarily going to kill the Candida, but they can kill the bacteria, and then the Candida overgrow. This is where Candida infections can occur. According to Dr. Truss, who's the author of the book The Missing Diagnosis, Part 1 and Part 2, writing in the Journal of Orthomolecular Psychiatry, few, if any, individuals over a lifetime escape repeated encounters with Candida. Question is, what are the clinical implications of these repeated infections? By the way, Dr. Truss was first alerted to the problems of Candida infections and fungal infections when he noticed that there were mental health issues associated with fungal infections, brain fog issues, depression issues. His first work was published in the Journal of Orthomolecular Psychiatry. So what is the clinical implication of repeated infection? Doctors will tell you there's no clinical implications. Doctors, conventional wisdom says, and medical textbooks actually, they acknowledge Candida. You can't deny Candida. And they acknowledge that it's widespread. But they don't believe, medical doctors don't believe that its proliferation or Candida infections have subclinical importance. Obviously, everybody knows, if you're involved in medicine, I should say, all medical professionals know that Candida infections can occur. But what they don't believe is that there's subclinical Candida infections that are low level. It's this low level Candida infection that causes health challenges that is controversial. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got lines open for you. If you're on hold, we'll get you this segment. We've got Dr. Judy Mikovits coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk endocannabinoids, vaccines, and masks.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate CardioFX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the CardioFX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Judy Mikovits will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk endocannabinoids, and we'll talk vaccines, and we'll talk masks. I just finished reading her book, A Case Against Masks, 10 Reasons Why Masks Should Be Limited. You can't get this book on Amazon, interestingly enough. A lot of books you can't get on Amazon, I'm finding out. usually have to do with viral infections. Go figure. But you can't get it on Barnes & Noble, barnesandnoble.com, at least for now. Very interesting reading. Very easy reading. It's only about 100 pages. We'll talk to Dr. Mikovits about masks. We'll talk about vaccines. We'll talk about endocannabinoids. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls. Coming up here in just a moment, hang tight if you're on hold. Excuse me. 844-236-6010 is our number. So, got lots more to say about invasive candidiasis, about candida in general, about subclinical or mildly symptomatic candida infections, ranging all the way to the big-time candida infections. A lot of this has to do with our overuse of antibiotics. And we're going to talk a little bit about antibiotics, too, on our coming Brightside episodes. Kind of interesting. Antibiotics and vaccines and medication in general, while they seem like they may be helpful in the short term, in the short run, in the long run, you're playing with fire when you use medications to take care of health challenges. Do you need them sometimes? Yes. Okay, I know that. I've studied medicine, literally medicine and drugs and pharmacology and pharmacy for 35 years. I know that. Yes, you need medication sometimes. The problem is when you're on it long term. And by long term, I'm talking about for 30 days or 60 days, ranging to years. It's just foolish medical strategy to leave a patient or for a patient to take a medication, a pharmaceutical, for a long period of time. There's no way you're not going to have long-term negative effects, even if you don't notice them. Simply because when you take a medication, the body has to mobilize precious nutritional resources to get rid of that medication. I know, I've said this so many times. That's just the way the body works. We've got a poison control system, and that poison control system, like other systems in the body, uses vitamin C, uses coenzyme Q10, uses B-complex, uses copper, uses magnesium, uses the mighty 90 essential nutrients, which are already in short supply. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm going to read this real quick, and then we'll get your calls. This is from Ophthalmology Advisor. 5 dietary factors affecting glaucoma risk. Did you know January is National Glaucoma Awareness Month? Glaucoma is an insidious, sneaky eye disease. It involves pressure building up in the eye. It's the leading cause of blindness. And the number one risk factor, surprise, surprise, for glaucoma, as well as other ophthalmological health issues, including cataracts. And I know a lot of you guys, in fact, I get calls probably every week about from folks who have cataracts. A lot of ophthalmological health issues have to do with sugar. Surprise, surprise. And this is the number one risk factor for ophthalmological health challenges is dysglycemia, whether or not you've been diagnosed as a diabetic. Don't be fooled by the standard medical prognosis of, oh, your blood sugar is fine. If you are symptomatic, if you're symptomatic in any way, but especially if you're symptomatic in terms of ophthalmology, just assume you're dysglycemic, whether or not you're diabetic or been pronounced diabetic. Dysglycemia simply means messed up blood sugar. Go ketogenic. Many people notice benefits for glaucoma almost within a week of going ketogenic, or at least going low carb. Now, cataracts are a little different because they're damage. There's damage to the lens when you have cataracts, and I don't know that you can necessarily reverse cataracts. But you can sure slow down the progress of it by going low calorie and low carb. And low carb and low calorie kind of go hand in hand. Calories themselves, no matter what they come from, can throw off blood sugar. So going low calorie, going low carb, using nutrients that support the body's ability to handle sugar, chromium, vanadium, selenium, niacin, don't forget your niacin, very underappreciated blood sugar stabilizing nutrient is your ultimate niacin from Youngevity, 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams a day in conjunction with all the B-complex. Likewise, thiamine, by the way, that's another very important blood sugar stabilizing nutrient. Alpha-lipoic acid. You're diabetic or you're dysglycemic, alpha-lipoic acid, as pricey as it is, and it's probably one of the pricier of nutritional supplements, and it's not essential necessarily, but it can be very, very beneficial for helping keep blood sugar stable. Leafy greens are also important for ophthalmological or ocular health. Leafy greens like chard and spinach and arugula. Leafy greens are sources of carotenoids as well as antioxidants. The greens, the chlorophyll, is a source of antioxidants. And, of course, magnesium is in the greens, too. And also selenium as well as other antioxidants. All right, I want to get to the phones. I know I keep saying that here. Sorry, I'm going to run out of time. Pam in California. Oh, Pam, hi, from yesterday.
Yes. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, what's going on, Pam?
Well, I'm calling you back, but I just wanted to say I wish you had been around 30 years ago when I needed you, because no one knew anything about anything. You know, we all went to the doctor.
Yeah, well, it's still that way. You're just one. You're a pioneer yourself, Pam, because you know better. But still, most people do. You know, it hasn't changed all that much.
Well, it was these health issues that woke me up, and I was always looking for an answer. Always looking for an answer. You know, and I've got. I like to say I read health books for entertainment. You know, rather
good for
than
you.
I do.
Well, you should be a teacher. You should go out and talk to people, and maybe you can help change some lives some younger folks.
I'm trying. I was a teacher for 25 years.
I had a feeling. You sound like a teacher.
And I've passed on as much information, but it's very disheartening to go grocery shopping, and I must wear a mask because they won't let you in the store. You know, they have people outside the store.
I hope you'll stay on when we have Judy and our next Dr. Mikovits.
She's amazing. I have her original book, the one that you can't find much anymore. But there is a chiropractor here in the Santa Cruz area. He's in Capitola, and he interviewed her on a radio program as well.
Nice.
And she is phenomenal.
But you have the Play of Corruption? Is that the book you're talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's very scientifically written, a lot
yes.
of medical jargon in there.
She is an epic scientist. She's a quintessential scientist. And she gets ripped on. They're destroying her. If you look up her name on the internet, it's just canard and rumors and negative stuff. It's awful. It's awful. And she's a beautiful human being.
She's brilliant. She's brilliant. But anyway, I don't have a whole lot to add except that I do believe, and I'm going to go back to the emotional aspect because you've touched on it, I think that's why my immune system throughout the years was so sensitive to a lot of these fungal things is because I had a very abusive alcoholic father.
Got it. You know, you'd be surprised how often that's underneath.
Oh my gosh!
Underneath health challenges, yeah.
And he had mental issues. I think he was bipolar. He was this. He was that. But
well, you made it. You made it through. You survived.
And I tried very, very hard. But these two books, Cass Ingram's book is wonderful.
Which book? Which one of his books?
Natural Cures for Killer Germs.
Natural Cures for Killer Germs. Okay, I'm going to have to get that.
And it's about 10 or 12 years old, but he really pushes the wild oregano oil. Oh, there
you go. Yeah, he loves the wild oregano. I'm going to get Natural Cures for Killer Germs. By the way, I've been reading Dr. Serkis's book. I got it on Kindle yesterday. Thank you for pointing that out to me, because he's got some really good stuff to say about the fungal infections. Go ahead, real quick.
Real fast. There is a machine, look up, called the TRT machine, Stem cell machine. This doctor in Santa Cruz is using it.
Thank you, Pam. I got to go. I got to take a commercial. Judy Mikovits will be with us. Thanks.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign two more executive orders Friday. One focused on raising the minimum wage to $15, but only for federal employees, while average Americans are assured $7.25 an hour. And the other action, expanding assistance for Americans in need. Workers trapped at a gold mine in Kixia, China, since January 10th, may have to wait another 15 days before they can be rescued because of a blockage on their intended escape route. A total of 22 workers were trapped underground after the explosion. Comedian Dave Chappelle was set for a big weekend of shows in Austin, Texas, but after testing positive for COVID-19, the shows have been canceled. The producer, Live Nation, says Dave Chappelle is quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19. Ticket holders should contact their point of purchase for refunds. End quote. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What happened to the $1.9 trillion relief package President Biden introduced last week? Let's get an update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
Last week, then-President-elect Joe Biden introduced the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Now, President Joe Biden would like that plan passed in the first 100 days of his presidency. The plan includes $20 billion for a national vaccination program, $1,400 stimulus checks, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Regarding Joe Biden's economic policy, former Reagan economist Art Laffer tells Fox Business,
I thought Clinton was a great president and good on economics, and I thought he was terrific and still do. I think Biden has the potential of being as good as Clinton. Biden has been in the Senate a long time. He gets along really well with the Republicans in the Senate. He's done well. He's been moderate. You know that Joe Biden voted for the 86 Tax Act and touted its attributes really highly. So Biden, I don't think, has a chip on his shoulder, and I think he can do a great job.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL's final playoff games before the Super Bowl will be played Sunday. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Green Bay Packers, 3:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Then Buffalo Bills at Kansas City Chiefs, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on Wednesday had good things to say about the Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
He deserves coach of the year, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben.
We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com, and of course you can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of great health information on our websites, CriticalHealthNews.com, PharmacistBen.com, and BrightsideBen.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds. Healing wounds equals beauty. Health equals beauty. That's the message. And you'll never find any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil. Just 100% active and functional ingredients in all of our Truth Skin Health products. TruthTreatments.com for purchasing Truth Treatments. And TruthReview.com if you want to check out our 1,500-plus 4- and 5-star reviews. TruthReviewed with a D at the end.com. And TruthTreatments.com for all our Truth Treatments. All right, I'm super excited to talk to our guest today. Dr. Judy Mikovits needs no introduction, but just real briefly, she's got a couple books out, Plague of Corruption and Plague, and I've just finished, earlier this week, I just finished reading The Case Against Masks, 10 Reasons why mask use should be limited. We're going to talk about the endocannabinoid system, vaccines, and masks. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Hey, Dr. Judy.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Hey, thank you. Yeah, good to talk to you as well. Thank you so much for coming on. There's always tons of stuff that I want to talk about with you. So, first of all, first and foremost, the book, 10 Reasons Why Masks Should Be Limited. So what do you think when you see everybody walking around wearing masks and you hear the standard medical information that you got to wear a mask? How does that even work that a mask can protect against a virus? What are people thinking?
Well, it actually doesn't protect against a virus. It simply depletes your immune system and makes you more susceptible to every kind of upper respiratory infection. And clearly they're not thinking, and I guess, you know, the book even quotes Tony Fauci. It was written, we wrote the book and submitted it July 2nd of last year. It was published August 18th. It's called The Case Against the Mask, 10 Reasons Why Mask Use Should Be Limited. And it quotes, you know, not until 2020 was there ever any study that said masks protected against any kind of upper respiratory viral infection. And in fact, it enhances bacterial infections and fungal infections as the masks are sterile. And you're depleting, again, as I mentioned, you're building up toxic carbon dioxide in your airway, and you're depleting the ability of oxygen to run literally all of your metabolic functions. So it's actually crippling and driving the disease, always has, always will. And this is it makes me, when you ask me what I think, it makes me incredibly sad. I spend every day just trying to educate people. No, this is just plain wrong. It's dangerous. I'm just so fearful of how many are going to have lifelong injury, even from a few minutes in the mask, especially the children who are at no risk of any kind of serious disease from these coronavirus infections or influenza infections or upper respiratory infections unless they're compromised.
What about people who are already have respiratory compromise, or perhaps who are smokers? What about them? What do you think about those guys wearing masks? That seems like it'd be
It's even worse. In fact, my husband has COPD from, he's 82, from a bacterial pneumonia that he was hospitalized for more than a week when he was in his 40s, 40 years ago. So we always have to protect him. COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is by definition what we call hypercapnia, too much CO2 in the blood. So if you've already got too much carbon dioxide in the blood, you simply don't deplete your oxygen and increase your carbon dioxide even more. And so it's deadly, deadly, deadly for the most susceptible to these upper respiratory infections. And so this is why it just horrifies me. Our book is very heavily censored. I still don't have a copy. I've been trying to get copies for weeks.
I have two copies. I have two copies if you want one. I'll send you my second copy.
Well, in the beginning, we were able to get the books, and then just as soon as it quoted, the studies going back decades and quoted Tony Fauci and everybody else in the beginning, Robert Redfield was on a paper on the New England Journal of Medicine, March 1st, no, this is no worse than the ordinary flu. And then they come out March 1st of 2020 and say, oh, no, don't wear a mask. That only makes things worse. And it makes you think you're safe, and you're not safe. You're spreading disease. And of course, then the anger and fear. Anger and fear are the two most powerfully immune suppressive things there are. So those two things are amplified dozenfold with the mask use. As I mentioned, I get frustrated every time I walk out.
I can only imagine.
You can't help anybody.
Is there something people can, when you have to wear a mask, say somebody works at a grocery store or whatever they're working, they have to wear it for 8 straight hours. I can't even imagine what that's like, to have to wear a mask for 8 straight hours. Is there something people can do to mitigate the damage, the hypercapnia, the elevated carbon dioxide in the blood, or anything? Is there something people can do?
Yeah, there, There are masks available that we've used for these patient populations that have been around for about, I'd say, 5 or 6 years now. One company called True47, TRU47.com. Those are silver. They're made out of silver. So what you end up breathing in is anti-infective colloidal silver. So they can actually be good for people with AIDS, with compromised immunity. You know, for my husband, if you have to wear it, they're silver mesh masks. They're breathable. You can breathe through them. And, of course, no pathogen will come in or out, because one of the problems is as you compromise your immune system, you will start replicating and shedding dormant viruses of all kinds, and pathogens that mycoplasmas, things like that, will start being spread, and you will concentrate them. And with this mask, in or out, they bind to the copper and to the silver, never to be released again. So that remains sterile. So check out the mask at True47.com. Note, I have no financial interest, nor did I do anything other than attempt to find a solution, because that's why we wrote the book.
That's a great tip. All right, I want to get into the end. I know there's so much I want to talk to you about here, but real quick, tell us about the myth of asymptomatic carriers.
With the coronavirus, you know, of course, number one, first, SARS-CoV-2 really has never been isolated from humans and shown to be human-to-human transmissible. It's been theoretically isolated and published to have been isolated from humans, but it was cultured in monkey cells. So there's no evidence that the virus that they say is SARS-CoV-2 came from a person with disease and has a complete sequence. So again, it's not a human pathogen. So there's no such thing as an asymptomatic carrier. You're a healthy person who has cleared the virus and therefore spread immunity, herd immunity.
That's unbelievable. All right, Dr. Mikovits, as we come back, we'll talk endocannabinoids. We'll touch a little bit on this mRNA vaccine. We've got Dr. Judy Mikovits with us, author of Plague of Corruption. We'll be back with more of Dr. Mikovits on The Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends Cardio FX.
Cardio FX is a source of the B complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B complex and the Cardio FX. The Cardio FX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Judy Mikovits about masks, about vaccines, and about the endocannabinoid system. Dr. Mikovits, I've been personally studying the endocannabinoid system for many, many years for anxiety and as part of the really fundamental neurotransmitter. It's probably the most fundamental of the neurotransmitters. But tell us about immunity in the endocannabinoid. Actually, first tell us about the endocannabinoid system, and then tell us about the how it relates to immunity.
Sure. The endocannabinoid system, it means, as you know, endogenous. That is, we're born with an entire system, hundreds of receptors and ligands that are what I mean by ligands, so molecules that bind in our body, natural products that our own body makes, anandamide, PEA. These bind to receptors that are it's a lipid, it's a fat signaling system. And so these receptors are embedded in the membranes of our cells, are intracellular, they're intranuclear, things like PPAR, cannabinoid receptor 1 and 2, the pain sensors, channel receptors, TRPV1 that control hot and cold pain. So it's a lipid signaling system that helps modulate really all other physiological, behavioral, and energetic processes in the body. So it's key to immune health. I call it the dimmer switch on the immune system, so the flame doesn't get too high.
So it's a calming effect, kind of like you would imagine from cannabinoids.
Correct. Calming for anxiety, itch, sleep, depression.
Wow.
Repairs fibrosis. What's at the heart of COVID? Oh, fibrosis. So you just need to calm, and it actually calms and interacts. There's a cannabinoid receptor on the hematopoietic, the blood stem cell.
Wow.
So you can regulate all other cells of the immune system according to where the flame, the fire is too high. So there, it's key to stopping neuroinflammation, really key to any of these infectious diseases, because it's not the infection. It's the flame that gets
you
high. It's the dysregulation, the hyperimmune response.
Would you say it's got an anti-inflammatory effect on the blood itself?
Absolutely. And a pro-inflammatory test. So it's a modulator. It, you know, goes both
ways. It goes either way. Oh, my goodness.
It goes either way. So both on the hematopoietic stem cell, which controls your innate and adaptive immune response. So that's what, so the general is a molecule called transforming growth factor beta, TGF-beta. So TGF-beta can interact directly with the endocannabinoid receptor 2 and then turn on the production of the inflammatory cytokines. And then it has a feedback loop to come turn it off when you've got a flame too high.
Would
so it's really, really key.
Would you say it has a modulating effect on growth factors in general?
Yes. So there's on the mesenchymal stem cell. So that's another stem cell at the level of bone development and growth development. So this is what regulates between, you know, fat production and going towards bone production. So it's key in blocking the osteoporosis, the breaking down of bone as we age, particularly in women. Really important in controlling literally just the balance of everything. And we see the explosion of fat people who are overweight. And this is you can correct using cannabinoids, literally correct those the metabolic dysfunction at the level of the very genes that control whether or not you build bone or fat. So it's really an important system in our body, and it's really been neglected.
Would you say it's got epigenetic properties? It turns genes on and off too.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's a modulator. It turns genes on and off too. So signaling through the membrane of the cell, through these
receptors. Goodness.
So
like
on
a steroid.
The outside of the cell. Exactly.
Oh my goodness. So it has the same kind of functionality, intracellular, intranuclear functionality like a steroid would.
Correct.
Holy moly.
And there are many of them. There are hundreds of molecules at different parts in the body. So different kinds. The brain has the CB1 receptors, and that just calms everything down at the level of that mesenchymal stem cell, whereas in the immune system, in the gut, throughout the body, right there at your bone marrow, is where CB2 controls the inflammatory responses of the immune system, and then they regulate each other. Very, very key system.
Do you suspect that there are topical benefits to applying CB or cannabinoids topically for this growth factor and epigenetic kinds of for the effects?
Oh, I don't only suspect it. I absolutely know it topically.
Wow.
In fact, most of what we do is use balms. And we use balms that have other anti-inflammatory molecules mixed with cannabinoids, let's just say certain kinds of mushrooms. And then as you apply them to the back of the neck, for instance, they go directly through the blood-brain barrier into the brain. So you can formulate in balms in ways that we have huge effects at the positive benefits of using balms and creams to heal and calm many inflammatory diseases in helping cancer therapy. That's what we help do. We use cannabinoids as adjuvants, as helpers, really, and in cancer therapies and as well as therapies for AIDS acquired. We call them acquired endocannabinoid immune deficiency
really?
Or dysfunction. Correct.
Oh my goodness! So you can have endocannabinoid deficiencies.
Absolutely. And dysfunction because we haven't been fed the plants. So
oh
the plants, the various cannabinoid plants, the cannabis plants, including hemp, have been taken out of our diets and out of our country since 1938 when they were placed on a Schedule I drug. So, in fact, when President Trump put the farm bill in place, he allowed the growing of hemp and other things, and it's now perfectly legal federally. And this has really been a boost to us being able to use the hemp and the cannabinoid plant as a healing product. It's absolutely not a drug when formulated in certain ways.
How about
never
this?
Is it a Schedule I drug, so it needs that needs to change.
How about for the skin itself? Like for fibroblasts or for keratinocytes or for dermal health?
Oh, it's absolutely important for keratinocytes, which is, you know, the skin surveillance cell, the macrophage lineage resident stem cell. So your skin is absolutely beautiful. I'm looking at my own. I use it for a sunscreen. I use it so you can really change.
Cannabinoids for sunscreen?
Health.
Cannabinoids for sunscreen?
Yeah. They have, absolutely.
As an antioxidant, not as an SPF, though.
Well, it prevents any kind of inflammation from getting too high.
That's amazing.
I don't know
that's...
what SPF is. It's a natural,
sun protection.
I use natural oil.
Okay, that's great. So real quick, because we're running out of time, does EFA
always.
Deficiency or fat malabsorption play a role in endocannabinoid deficiency, do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, since it's a lipid signaling system. If you don't have healthy fat, then and you're not able to signal and have healthy cell membrane. That's why we encourage a diet with healthy fats, healthy egg yolks with phosphatidylcholine, because if your membranes aren't healthy, then the receptors, which are, they cross, the receptors are such that they cross the membrane six or seven times. They're called G-protein-linked receptors. So if they don't cross the membrane six or seven times in loops, then they can't signal through the charges as they do. So you must have healthy fat and healthy fat membranes too, in order to have a healthy endocannabinoid system.
So if I want, do you have any papers or are there any books about that? I haven't heard about a lot of this stuff, and I've been studying endocannabinoids for a long time. What, you have papers you published?
Oh,
or do you recommend? Yeah, so...
I'll send you papers, but they're not my publications. This is, what we do is just read the literature. So yeah, I've got a lot of links depending on, I sent you one slideshow that was just endocannabinoids in COVID-19. I can send you one for the various endocannabinoids in autoimmunity. And what's really key is you don't necessarily need THC, the psychoactive cannabinoids. You can replace with other terpenes, because cannabinoids are terpenes. It's a classic compound. I'm a natural product chemist. So you can use other things to modulate the receptor. And so it's really a fun science for us today.
Oh, my goodness. I have so many more things I wanted to ask you. But you'll come back on again, I hope, Dr. Mikovits.
Always. I'll send you some of the slides and papers, and we can focus on cannabinoids and autoimmunity.
That'd be
or cannabinoids
awesome.
And cancer or an infectious disease.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. Thank you for your work. It's really epic, and it's so important. Thank you very much for everything you're doing, Dr. Mikovits.
Thanks so much. Thanks
right,
so much,
care.
Dan.
Take care, Judy. That was Dr. Judy Mikovits, author of Plague of Corruption, and just an all-around wealth of information. We'll have her back on for sure. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.